As we come into our movement practice this morning, just as you are, notice how your body is feeling, and with kindly intention, begin to give it whatever movements you're feeling your body needs. So, some wiggling, a particular stretch. What do you need right now? So engaging with that for a few minutes, and then we'll do some movements together. And as always, with any kind of kindfulness practice, we want to notice the wandering mind and gently bring it back to the body, to this moment, again and again. And beginning to finish up whatever stretches or movements you've been engaged in. And coming to standing. And let's be very deliberate with our standing. We'll engage in mountain pose, planting feet hip width apart, feeling the balls of the feet, the heels, the sides, and each and every toe. Engaging the pelvic tilt so that the knees are not locked, and yet still pressing down to the earth with the feet. And then rising up through the torso, bringing the shoulder blades up, back and down, nice rolls a few times. Breathe with it, enjoy it. Let's reverse shoulder rolls forward, breathing with it, feeling it, taking it nice and slowly. And then we'll do one last back, up, back and down on the shoulder rolls so that we have a nice, straight, tall back. With a lifted chest, the knees are still gently flexed, The feet are still nicely planted. The arms are dangling by your sides. And take good care now of head and neck, that they're nicely planted. And let the eyes be open. It's important. We're doing movements. Eyes should be open. Yet you might care to have them soft. You might care to be as a mountain and have a view. Have your eyes gazing outwards. And just breathing into breath and body as a whole. Allowing for some nice full breaths. And enjoying the out breath, softening the muscles, and yet still staying nicely alert and erect. Feeling that we have a nice strong back and we're really planted to meet whatever life should offer us. And with our shoulder blades rolled back, we have the chest open and soft to meet this life with compassion. So a nice soft front and a strong back to meet this moment mindfully, compassionately, kindfully. And breathe into this posture. It's very empowering. Very grounding. And can be a nice place to land in the midst of busyness. Time spent with others. They'll not know you're engaging it. You'll just be standing really nicely alert and open. And taking care of yourself. And now breathing in, let's raise the arms up to shoulder height. And let's press the palms flat and stretch more across the chest. Now you want to get a nice stretch all through the pec muscles, because they tend to collapse forward with computers and age. So see if you can bring your shoulder blades back in a bit of a squeeze, always working within your limits. And you might care to, on your own, hold this pose for about 30 seconds. And we'll carry on, breathing in, bringing the arms up overhead nice and slowly. Feel it as you go. Let the palms face one another. Feel a nice vertical stretch upwards, but not just at the arms and hands. Can you press your feet down to the earth? Feel the pelvic tilt. Knees are a little flexed, and stretch all the way up through the torso, through the arms, all the way to the fingertips, and breathing. And careful with this pose, it's quite strenuous. Don't overexert yourself. Any pose, come out of it before I do, as need be. And on the inhale, let's slowly lower the arms, feeling it as you go. When we get to the bottom, we'll do some shoulder rolls, rolling the shoulders up, back, and down again. Really feel that stretch across the front of the chest. Eh? as we also squeeze the shoulder blades. And one last time, up, back, and down, right back into our home base of the mountain pose. And breathing. And then on an inhale, raising just the left arm. You know this pose, picking grapes. The palm turns inwards. As you go up, there's a bend in the left knee. I'm raising the left arm, a drop of the right shoulder, and as you're able, letting the right knee bend with the heel up. So the right heel has come up, if you're balanced enough. And this is a vertical stretch. We're not bending to one side. You might notice your bottom sticks out. Can you tuck it in? And breathing. Inhaling and slowly lowering that arm, lowering the opposite heel, coming back to our home base in mountain, noticing how it feels to have stretched that side but not the other. Bringing your mindful awareness into every moment of the stretching. Inhaling and slowly raising now the right arm. Same pose. Palm turns inwards as you get to the top. Raise the opposite heel. Drop the opposite shoulder. As we stretch upwards on the right. And inhaling and slowly lowering that arm and the opposite heel, feeling it as you go. Shoulder roll again as we come back to home base in mountain. And noticing how it is. Let's take care of the neck a little bit gently. So I like to clasp my hands behind my back. And really, again, we get the extra pull across the shoulders when we do this, which is so helpful in our culture. And then we slowly lower the chin towards the chest. And as we pull down with the hands, the back, we make little circular movements of the neck, and we're being very careful because necks are, they're important and they're delicate. And we're slowly making our way so that the ears are approaching the shoulders. We're warming ourselves up with this little movement. We're being careful that the knees haven't gotten tight. Pelvic tilt. When you feel ready, hold an ear towards a shoulder. Perhaps adjust the clasp of your hands at the back. Play with it. You want to pull on the same arm or the opposite arm. What helps you get the nice stretch? And breathe. gently, slowly releasing that. Hands clasped to the middle at the back. Again, gentle, gentle semicircles in front. Until we're ready to hold the opposite ear to its shoulder. And again, playing with the clasp at the back as you do so. And breathing. And pressing down through the feet to the earth. Eyes should be open for safety. Not doing any more than is safe for your neck. Breathing. And as you're ready, slowly, slowly releasing that. Few more last semicircles in front just to get any kinks out that can happen with the stretching. And when it feels loose enough, coming back to chin to center, slowly raising the chin back up to neutral, release your hands and roll your shoulders up, back and down, back into mountain, our home base. Place of stability and strength to meet this life. All right, let's try a twist of the upper torso. So with this, I usually tend to put my hands kind of on my hips. You can have your feet still about hip width apart, or if you need them to be wider, that's fine. And we're just going to twist the upper body, starting at around the hips and waist. So we're twisting in one direction. We're mindfully aware of the different body parts as we go. And we're working within our limits. And of course, shoulders, neck, head last. And breathing. And then slowly untwisting, starting with head, neck, shoulders, and then the rest of the torso in sequence. Back to center. And as you're ready, twisting in the same way in the opposite direction. Can you keep your bottom tucked in as you do this? And then slowly untwisting again, starting at head, neck, shoulders. Coming back to our home base in mountain. Notice how it feels. Let the arms dangle. Breathe. And then let's just give ourselves a little bit of a wiggle and a shake. So the wrists and the arms, torso, careful with the neck, and through the hips, the legs, the ankles. Just notice what movements around kind of a bit of shaking are helpful for you. Coming back to neutral, let's do a few more active movements. So let's just rotate again the torso. And with this one on the exhale, we'll make the sound as we twist backwards. So like so. Ha, 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 ha. Careful not to get dizzy. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Starting to slow that down. That's kind of an energizing practice. Slowing it down as we come back to center, back to neutral. And another one that's energizing is breath of joy. So we go like this. So just watch carefully. So there's a little inhale. And then another little inhale as the arms go wide. And then back to center. And then we exhale as we flop the body forward. Now be careful. Be careful with this. Work your way into it, okay? So inhale, arms forward and up. Inhale some more. Arms to the side. And one more sniff. Arms upwards. And drop the body. Let's do it together now. Ha. Ha! Work at your own pace. Ha! 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 One more time. Ha! And slowly, slowly, slowly come up again. And let's roll those shoulders up, back and down. Plant the feet. Flex the knees, the pelvic tilt. Head neutral. Press down with the feet to the earth. And take in the view. Strong like a mountain. Big perspective. Big vista. Strong back, soft front to compassionately meet this life, these moments. And feeling into three nice full breaths, breath and body as a whole to finish.